Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 8 o'clock hour, Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass. It is a Wednesday, and it's a Wednesday for you guys to talk about this baseball team and what went down last night. Are you experiencing the baseball burnout? Because it sure feels like there's a lot of that. And is the series over? Not do you want it to be over. Is the series over? 248-539-9797. Let's get to Jennifer. You're next up. You're on 97.1.
Jennifer, good morning.
Oh man, I wanted to get this call because it says her daughter is going to the game and they're not giving up hope.
Yeah. Jennifer, any chance you're there?
Oh, yeah. Good morning.
Oh, hello. Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. What you got?
Well, my daughter Abby and I, we love the Tigers and we are going today. She stayed up late past her bedtime to watch last night. It was disappointing, but we are not giving up hope.
Is she going to school at all today, taking out early, or does she just get the whole day off because she was up late last night?
I just dropped her off, so I was hoping she would have caught on the call, but she didn't.
Jennifer, what is the biggest reason that you can't quit this team, that you're still hanging in the fight?
We just love sports. It's so fun to watch. I'm kind of mad at all the apps because now you always have to buy another app to watch. I wish it was just on TV. I'm really angry with that. But like yesterday with the rain delay, it was on Fox, but then it got on the FS1 or whatever those apps are, and we couldn't watch it. So we actually went to a bar.
Okay.
There you go. Well, hey, I hope today goes better for you and for everybody because
yes,
that was depressing yesterday. Hopefully you get to go to the fun game.
Yeah. Yes, we need to win. We'll be there. We'll bring the luck.
All right. Have
there
fun.
You go.
Yep.
Season turns on Jennifer and her daughter making their way out to Comerica.
Yeah, and grandpa and his grandson.
Families sticking together through this, John.
Mm-hmm. It's the shared experience.
I will note, like, there's nothing wrong with bringing, like, optimism and joy to the ballpark. There's not, like, a baseball reason to feel good when the bats are this cold.
No, but
you're just hoping Bryce Miller gives you, even if he grooves one, though, they've missed some stuff over the heart of the plate.
They have. Oh, it just takes one swing.
248-539-9797. Let's get to Brady in Port Huron. You're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. Big fans. Not going to lie, pretty mad about last night. Waited in that rain delay just for them to show up and do nothing. That game reminded me of a July day game when it's hot. They just were going through the motions last night, and that was pretty pathetic.
Yeah, pathetic's a good word. A feeble, I think, is another word I saw people using.
Yeah, it is. I mean, there's no bite. There's no punch. There's no fight.
There's no drama. Hey, the crowd is sitting there. They want to be on the edge of their seat. They want to be on their feet.
And it's one of the questions I asked AJ yesterday. What? How does that feel? What's it like? What type of advantage is it? And yeah, there's a huge advantage to be playing at home, to have that home crowd, but you've got to invite that energy to the ballpark.
Yeah, my frustration with last night is just the absolute no-show from the players. There's a thousand things to talk about today with the rain delay and turning it off and the orange out and this and that. I didn't get a towel and blah, blah, blah. But the players didn't show up last night in a crucial situation. That was an embarrassing performance.
Like, think about it. You split in Seattle. Now, people thought it would go the other way. You know, they'd win the school bowl start, whatever. You split in Seattle. You have home field advantage. You're coming home. It's October baseball. 41,000 show up. They wait out a rain delay. And that's the performance in a swing game, critical game three in the series.
That's why it's hard to have hope for today. But what? It's the nature of the sport. We keep hitting on that in the postseason.
Momentum's only as good as the next day starting pitcher.
Baseball is a weird, fickle game. And there's ways to find a win today without having a way to find it right now. But because that's the nature of the sport. This team reminds me a little bit of the, remember the Stafford Caldwell team that went to Seattle and lost a playoff game?
Mm-hmm.
They lost out in the regular season. They had an excuse. It was his thumb.
Yeah.
But, like, I had no hope that the Lions would win that game. And I feel the same way today.
In a lot of ways, that's like a forgotten Lions playoff game. Like, for years, people would cite, like, losing to New Orleans or the Dallas game.
Yeah.
People just kind of forgot about it. Like, it was such a forgotten, like, lethargic ending of the season.
It was such
a,
well, that game was, what, 28-6, I think?
I think it was maybe lower scoring than that.
But they just never stood a chance.
Yeah.
The only reason the Tigers have a chance today is because of the nature of the sport.
You mentioned the orange out. A texter wants to know if today could be a blackout because it's going to be a funeral.
Everyone's going to show up.
We should do that. Maybe that'll change the karma. Players will see it. They'll get fired up.
Well, the city's not with us, or they'll get like, I don't know.
No.
248-539-9797. Pete in Chesterfield, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys, I'll give you one more dark analogy, but let me get to the point first. At the deadline, we were 64-46. Seattle was 57-52, right? Mm-hmm. We got a bunch of nobodies. They got Suarez, Naylor, and Ferguson. We're literally being forced to watch what would have happened if we would have done what we should have done, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not just they're giving us nothing. We're watching what could have been on the other side. Does everybody remember the endless memes of Jeffrey Dahmer forcing his victim to watch the video when that show was out?
Pete.
We're living that meme right now.
Like, I didn't think we could get darker, but you just did it.
The silence of the lambs eating our own brain.
I mean, it's just like, it's just so frustrating. And then even A.J. Hinch, it's like he's wearing on me. You know, he gets up there and he's all smug when we win. We're a sum of our parts and we're going to get every ounce out of every player. No, you need every ounce out of every player to win. You're not, that's not like a badge of honor. You don't have a good enough team to win unless everybody comes up with something odd.
You're right. And it's stark. Like, in just looking at the two lineups, Seattle's a longer, deeper lineup. And I was thinking about, okay, well, what relievers is AJ going to use? And there aren't really pockets for Seattle because they don't do a lot of platooning. There's nobody you're going to chase out of the lineup in the top six. They just show up with everydayers in the top six of their lineup. And in that way, like, okay, AJ, you can try to, like, find a matchup, but we aren't going to be forced to pull our key guys out because a lot of them hit righties and lefties. They're everyday players. Whereas Detroit suddenly, like, emptying out the bench, and what are we going to do because they don't have everyday stud talents up and down this lineup.
And the thing is, last night with Suarez, and people are saying he has not been that good with the Mariners. That's a fact.
Right.
What he does is provides that depth, that sixth batter to the lineup. So your 3-4-5s go 0-14, and he hits a home run last night. A critical three-run lead at that point.
And I remember us talking about it. If you don't add him, you'll have to face him. And he will hit a big playoff home run.
And we haven't mentioned
a couple.
We haven't mentioned it much tonight, but also David Bednar with the Yankees had a five batter save last night, you know, went 1 2/3 in a huge comeback win when they're pitching. Their staff is bleeding right now, trying to stay alive. I mean, these two guys that were dealt to the deadline helped their teams.
Mm-hmm. Al in Sterling Heights, you're on 97.1.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good.
What's up?
Cookie, I know you said that we have the advantage as far as the starting pitcher and pitching, but how in the world do you expect our team to score any runs if they can't even hit the damn ball?
I know.
But you can bring a triple-A pitcher and they're swinging and missing. I don't know how many swing and misses they had yesterday. It was absolutely insane.
No, you're right about that.
Watching that game.
No, and I'm not trying to, like, sell people that, like, they're going to win the series right now. I'm just going to plainly state it's not over. even if you want it to be over, even if the city's ready for it to be done, even if the burnout was so obvious last night that they want it to be done, it doesn't mean it's over.
No, it's not. They got a chance. They're in the game today.
Okay, I'm looking for our next best call because we have jammed up lines, maybe one or two spots open for you guys. So let's start making some room. Let's talk to Stephen Clarkston. You're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. How you doing this morning?
What's up?
Good.
Hey, the one good thing about last night's game is when it got that bad, Paramount was showing Roadhouse, the greatest guy movie of all time.
You made the switch?
Switched over. Sam Elliott with Patrick Swayze's hair. That's my end game.
All right, then.
Have a good one, guys. Thanks.
Thank you, Steve. We need a little levity.
Yes.
Watching a movie for the probably 100th time over a live playoff game.
Yeah. Well, that's.
Well, you ask people, like, did you stop watching?
Yeah. Did you just go to bed, or did you do what our last caller did and turn the channel? What did you turn the channel to? Roadhouse.
Like, think about it. People left the game. That's a big commitment. You've been there all day. You kind of want to see it through.
Commitment.
Yeah, financial commitment. Your time, your energy. You want to see it through. And they just they threw in the towel and left. It was that pathetic. Even easier if you're just on the couch to go, you know what? Click.
Yeah.
Click. Click.
Well, and I already told. I clicked over to the Yankee game to watch a little bit of that, and then I came back. I needed to just hit the pause button and come back and try and rationalize. Okay, what could they possibly do to win this game? And you just kind of knew that there was nothing going to happen.
How about Trevor in Oxford? Trevor, you're on 97.1.
Morning, guys. Went to the game last night. Obviously the guys weren't hitting. The staff didn't look great. But, I mean, obviously we're still in the series. We got one more game. But I've never seen a more embarrassing performance from the fans. I mean, by the third inning, my friends and I were getting yelled at to sit down by own Tigers fans because we were losing. It's playoff baseball in Detroit. And the entire stadium is sitting down. I understand nobody's hitting, but embarrassing performance by the fans.
I disagree. I'm not really sure what you wanted them to do. Can you kind of break down what you were anticipating would happen?
Yeah, I mean, guys, Lions games, regular season Tigers games this season, the crowd fuels the guys, right? I mean, you think about it. Everybody in the stadium gets up. They get excited when we're at bat. Anybody gets excited. You start getting excited for strikes and balls. It helps the guys out there. I mean, it really does. I mean, every sport is like that. And when the crowd is, own Tigers fans yelling at their own fans to sit down and stop talking, it's crazy. I thought that was insane.
Yeah, I don't think you should be telling fans to sit down at a playoff game. I'm not going to, condone that. But it's a bit of a chicken and the egg here. Like, fans are going to cheer when good things happen. I know the players would love for the fans to cheer to help make good things happen, but who's ultimately more responsible for what happens on the diamond? It's the players. They have to lead. You can't ask the crowd to save you.
No, but and the crowd was there. The crowd was ready to explode.
Yeah.
There was just nothing to cheer for.
248-539-9797. Is the series over? And we're talking about how you're feeling because that was a morgue last night. It's 97.1.
Hey, fall weather feels like it arrived. Winter weather's right around the corner. You need to protect your biggest investment. And if you need a new roof, you got to call Rapid Roofing. Mike Beattie and his team are going to show up. No pressure on the sales event. It's just going to be, here's what we can do for you. And they're 100% family-owned and operated. They're going to be honest with you, and they're going to tell you, we can do most roofs in one day. That's what they did for mine. Roof is ripped off, repairs made, replaced, and cleaned up and gone in the same day. If you want to improve that curb appeal, they also do siding, windows, and gutter installation. So give them a call at 888-360-ROOF, or you can find more information on the web at rapidroofing.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dan Dickerson on the call, game four. Later today, 3:08. Pitching matchup, Bryce Miller, Casey Mize, brought to you by Old National Bank. Want to talk to Tiger fans. You guys have been more than willing to speak about what took place yesterday. There is a real burnout. Baseball burnout. We've been getting calls for a couple weeks, John. It played out at Comerica Park in a playoff environment where the fans were not given anything to cheer about, and instead, you could hear a pin drop. It was lifeless. A morgue, whatever analogy you want to use. Let's get to the phones. Get to the people. 248-539-9797. Have you been burned out by this baseball team? And is the series over? I think that's a natural question to ask people. Is the series over? Let's get to John on a cell. John, you're on 97.1.
Hey, I don't understand. You know, I'm from Florida. I'm trying to become a Lions fan, Tigers fan. And they've given us, both have given us something to cheer about over the last couple of years. But it's disheartening. The Detroit fan base makes it hard to be a fan. There's so much negativity. You have a Cleveland or you have a Tigers team who went to Cleveland, arguably played a better team, and figured out a way to win. Good teams figure out a way to win. They go to Seattle, split the time in Seattle. Arguably, if Scooble doesn't throw that second home run, they're coming back 2-0 in this completely different series. And somehow this city's burnt out on baseball. You finally have a time to cheer about something. This is the least of times to be burned out. You know, the bats are cold. I get it. It doesn't make it the funnest of baseball. Sure, if they were hitting 4 or 5 home runs, there's a lot more to stand on your feet and cheer about. But at the end of the day, if you're a sports fan, you know that if your team can figure out a way to win games, that's a winning team. It's not always the prettiest. It's not always a bloodbath. But good teams figure out how to win. And I watch Tigers fans, Lions fans, when things don't go the perfect way, it's like we jump ship. It's all negativity.
No, John, I don't think that this is a city of people who jump ship. We had 41,000 people at that game last night. They spent money. They went there with the best of intentions, John. Those aren't people.
And you could hear a pin drop.
Yeah, because the team wasn't any good. Like, to your point about what good teams do, good teams would have been in that game. Good teams would have put together quality at-bats and rallied and given the fans a reason to stand and get on their feet. This is not a problem with fans.
Even
a problem
teams
with the team.
That aren't good. You flip it over to the Yankee game, and yeah, their fans were up and cheering, even down 6-2, but then up comes Aaron Judge. And you have bats like that. Stanton, you have bats like that where you think, okay, yeah, they get up. And Kerry Carpenter gets up with an opportunity to tie the game or at least make it closer, and it's a fielder's choice. You score one run.
They had a bad outing. I mean, teams have bad outings. That doesn't mean it's the end of the world.
And they
Luckily,
will play
it's not
today.
It's a 3-game series. It's a 5-game series.
Right, John. I guess I just take issue with you taking issue with the fans. I'll stick up for those fans. I don't think they're bad fans because
said,
they didn't
show up to the orange out. It's an orange out, but it's not.
They picked an obscure color that nobody owns.
This is true. Not many people own the orange.
Right.
They could have made it a turquoise out. It would have been the same thing.
Listen to the negativity. Like, we finally have something to cheer about. We are here. The game is at home tonight. That should be the excitement. Show up. Be excited. It's not over.
John, they haven't won a home game in over a month. John, these fans, they haven't won a home game in over a month. I think these fans are frustrated rightfully.
To his point, though, there is a game today. The sun, it did come up today.
I'm seeing it. Yeah, there it is.
And it's going to be a beautiful day at the ballpark and a beautiful afternoon. The fans will be there. They'll be ready.
Yeah, there's no rain delay.
And they do have a good chance to win today.
They do. I haven't even looked at the sports books. I bet you they're favored. And they'll be favored in game 5, too. It's why we've told people, like, it's not over, even if it feels that way.
No. Last night is the definition of being negative about a game. They played horrible. There's no defense for their thing. And it's what you said about Carpenter, John. Guess what? He can't do it all the time because he hit a big one in Seattle. He hit a huge one last year in the playoffs.
Yep.
It's about damn time Riley Green did something important.
Riley Green, Torres had a couple of hits.
He did have a couple of hits.
And Dylan Dingler had started off with a single. Like, there needs to be more production from the bats. And if there is, the fans are going to go bonkers tonight, even still.
The passion is still here. It's just, it's been beaten out of people, and it will be there when the team gives them a reason for it to be there. Let's get to Heather with the news.
Well, there we go. Ann Arbor wants to reduce late-night impaired scooter riding.
Oh.
Yeah, and they're soon going to require riders to prove that they're sober before they can rent the scooter. So,
late-night scooter rental.
Yeah, the Ann Arbor City Council unanimously approved this new contract with Spin. That's the electric scooter, you know, company. And so basically in this deal, it requires Spin to add late-night sobriety checks through their app. And then the company will also be required to provide new helmet discounts, faster response to complaints, and safety education events, in addition to reporting injury data to the city. So the goal of this is to obviously not restrict access, but to prevent accidents, because last year there was a deadly late night scooter accident.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the goal. And when I read this, I was really hoping for a little bit more information about
what is the sobriety check? Yeah,
through an app. So I did do some
online investigation. Digging?
And it sounds like there's several ways you can do this. This is like Spin's app-based sobriety test would either do like keyword phrase checks, where it's like a simple test where the rider must enter a specific keyword or phrase in the app. Phone angle matching, which I guess is hard to do when you're drunk or impaired.
Okay. Oh, well, I guess that makes
reaction
sense.
Time tests, too. It's almost like a game. You have to tap a pattern in a specific order or respond to a game. And if you can't do that within the time frame,
you don't get to ride.
You don't get to ride.
Okay. So, well, that makes sense. Yeah.
So it's not like a breathalyzer.
Yeah.
No, not at all. And there's no way of showing who's taking the test.
Because these are super popular in college towns.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. If you've ever been driving around any college town, but since we're talking about Ann Arbor and I've had that experience, they come out of nowhere in the middle of the night. Oh, yeah.
They're fast.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm glad that they're doing something that is going to help cut down on any accident.
For sure. Cowboys owner Jerry Jones was fined $250,000 for giving Jets fan the finger at MetLife Stadium on Sunday. So it wasn't shown on TV, but a fan did catch it on video. He's standing up in this luxury box and he flips the bird and then quickly changes it to his index finger. And he did say afterward that it was all a complete accident.
Yes.
Yeah. I was trying to give the thumbs up is what he said.
Yeah. I'm watching this. That's...
It was the wrong finger.
Right.
What?
Right.
It was supposed to be a thumbs up.
He's got his tongue in his cheek too. He's really he's flipping the guy off.
Oh, there's no question he is. And he just didn't think he was going to get caught.
Correct.
Uh-huh. LeBron James, you guys, duped his fans into thinking he was going to make this major announcement about his, basketball career. Instead, turns out the decision of all decisions is booze.
An advertisement.
Hennessy, to be exact. Yeah. So he unveiled this little sit down, he was going to really say some major news, and his fans were on pins and needles waiting to hear what he was going to say. And it's basically just an advertisement promoting Hennessy.
What did I tell you? Anybody that was sitting there at noon on the edge of their seat, oh, he's going to announce his retirement. First of all, who cares? And second of all, told
people
you so.
People were waiting. And they were disappointed, I'm sure.
They sure were. That's Heather with the news. All right, we're going to give away Lions tickets in the 9 o'clock hour. So be listening. We'll play Name That Lion. We'll tell you all about it in a half hour. We have a ton of Tiger talk to get into still, more of your phone calls. Are you burned out by this baseball team, and is the series over? It's 97.1.
Hey, America's favorite place to watch football. And yes, we still get to watch baseball. It's at Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. You could chill at one of the six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive 40-foot tall, high-definition screen located at Circa Resort and Casino in downtown Las Vegas, and it's right there on Fremont Street. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you
what
know why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Haunting. Dan Dickerson on the call. We've got open lines 248-539-9797. That was a morgue last night. And I'm not shaming the fans. 41,000. They showed up. There's more orange than I expected, given nobody owns any orange. And they waited through a 3-hour rain delay. But it was quiet. And you could hear a pin drop. And it's a shell of what October baseball can be, has been, and should be in Detroit. And it is a real reflection. This team has burned out its fans. These fans were given nothing to cheer about. Zero walks until the ninth, 9 strikeouts.
Until today.
1 extra base. Yeah, sure, John, the series isn't over. I've said that. It's not over. But last night was a real glimpse into what this team has done to its fan base.
Mm-hmm.
They're there. They care. They want to be there. They want the team to win. They're still fans, and I think they're good fans. They're just not getting a good product.
Last night wasn't a good product, and nothing that happened in Seattle was overly exciting, other than they did come away with the game one win.
Like, think about this: Seattle traveled maybe a couple hundred people, and they're chanting MVP and they're chanting for Polanco, and you could hear these chants loud because it was contrast with silence from Tigers fans.
And all we need tonight is one swing of the bat. Something to get behind, and Casey Mize to be the best version of himself. Find a way to just go win a game today. Don't worry about the series. Don't worry about anything. And because we all know what the conversation will be tomorrow, if they win today, Scoobles on the mound.
There you go.
And then you're going to have all that energy right back in the room.
I think this is what blowing the division did to the fan base.
Yep.
It went on so long, and then it happened quickly, though, too. It's just... 95% of the people out there, barring that caller we had last segment, you know, who'd just be positive no matter what.
It takes a toll. Yeah.
They're not going to live a lie.
No.
The truth is this baseball team is playing bad baseball.
And that's what I'll say to anybody who says, well, that we need to stick with our team. We're fair weather, bad sports town. No, we're not liars. We're not phonies. We're not going to fake it. When our team gives us a reason, we show up and show out. And when they're bad, look at our phone traffic today. People still care. They're mad. They're angry. Those are good fans who have been treated poorly. How do you conduct yourself at the deadline when you're in first place? How do you conduct yourself when the division's on the line late in the season? How do you conduct yourself in key playoff games? 68 strikeouts in 6 games?
Right. I mean, maybe not the hardcore baseball fan, the fan that doesn't really look at the stats and stuff. You have to realize what Jim just said, 68 strikeouts in 6 playoff games. How bad that is. Like, we're not just throwing these numbers to try to, you know, spin
and
our
Tom,
opinion.
Tom,
those
and, are, and the trade-off is like, hey, Seattle struck out, what, 10 times yesterday, give or take? They also had a home run from Cal Raleigh, a home run for Eugenio Suarez, a home run for J.P. Crawford. Yeah. If you're going to strike out like that, you better bring the pop and the power, and Detroit had 1 extra base hit going to the ninth inning yesterday.
And I just think you're really looking in the mirror last night of why you add at the deadline a bat to have a deeper lineup. That's what Suarez provided last night. Again, said it a few times here this morning, but if you're just tuning in, Seattle's 3, 4, and 5 hitters went 0-14 in a baseball game, and they scored 8 runs. That's why you deepen your lineup.
And if you think any of the hosts or callers are being dramatic, Let me give you a sampling of some of what you've missed today. We had one guy say, this is like a sick pet that you know in your heart of hearts you just have to put down. That's how people are talking about their baseball team. We had somebody call in and say, this is like watching your family member die in front of you, starving. Right. We had someone say, this is like watching the Dahmer stuff where he made his victims watch him eat people. Like, that is what our listeners are saying. That is what their customers are telling them today. That's dark, but it's how people feel.
And it's only the nature of the sport is why you think they got a chance to win today. You even think they have a chance to win today.
Of course I do. The series isn't over. You're going to throw out the better pitcher today and the better pitcher in game five if you get there. But you got to hit a little bit. And then when you don't give the crowd a chance to get into the ball game.
Exactly. And just another number, 546 OPS in this playoff series. What's bad? About 640 and lower?
Yeah.
Full 100 points almost below that. I mean,
like, league average for a while was 700.
And so it's actually inflated because they scored three of their runs in a ninth inning, quote, rally.
Kind of a half-hearted, little too late rally at the end. Now, the thinnest of silver linings is they had to throw their closer, but he threw like 10 pitches. So he'll be ready to go today. 248-539-9797. Let's get to Dre in Southfield. You're on 97.1.
Hey, Jim. And John. Hey, Jim, I'm one of the guys that replied to your Moore comment last night, saying that it's the context of this. It's been 2 months of bad baseball, essentially. That's what you saw last night. Yeah. And I can't understand for the life of me. And I know we're all different as fans, but those guys who are calling in talking about, like, they just don't get it. And my only rationale is that there's no way people like that have been watching this team the last 2 months, particularly the last month. Like, it's not like this has just been, man, it's been a week of bad baseball. Like, guys are in a rut. But come on, they'll break out of it. It's been going on for about 6 weeks. The same type of product, the lifeless at bats. You know, Riley Green can't, just looking totally lost. You know, the defensive lapses. I mean, this isn't like a regular season game where you can have guys having mental mistakes. We're in the playoffs. You know, guys are making fundamental mistakes.
Yeah.
You know, it's bad baseball, like Tom said. It's been going on for a long time. And we're human beings. We're not robots. You know, your job is to entertain us. You know, like, and you've been subjecting us to bad baseball. That takes a toll on you. I mean, think about this. Before the playoffs even started, as we were winding down the regular season, you guys had a conversation, a topic. Do you want this team to make the playoffs? Mm-hmm. And then you have fans saying no. Because at that time, they were subjected to already 2 to 3 weeks of bad baseball. And we're 3 weeks past that. And they're still doing the same crap. Like, I don't know how you expect fans to keep mustering, like you said, Jim, this fake energy where the team continues to just fall flat on their face. You have to look at last night compared to a game like the Yankees and the Blue Jays. Now, look at this. The Blue Jays, after that rally by the Yankees when they were down 6-3 and just hit the home run, were absolutely blasting the Yankees. Terribly.
Yep.
Like, and Toronto wasn't even close. And the Yankees fans really didn't get into it until the Judge home run. But why did they get into it? Because he delivered. It was a moment. And then the roof went off the place when Jazz went ahead, hit his home run to take the lead. You have to give fans something to cheer about. It's up to them, the players. So I don't want to hear that crap. I know it's a small minority of fans saying this, but no. The players need to step up. And they haven't.
Flat
and
out.
Most likely, I know you guys are saying because of the nature of the sport that it's going to turn around.
Well, I want to be clear, Dre. No, let me be clear. We're not saying it's going to turn around. We're just simply saying anybody declaring it over, it's not over. And I know people want it to be over. It's not over.
Right. But, Jim, but the problem is, and I'm with you guys, I watch baseball a lot too. The nature of the sport will say, and it's technically true, they have a chance. But think about it, guys. Let's look at 6 weeks before now. We were saying, man, you know, they got the Chiefs leading the division. Look, the chances are we know that they're going to get off this right and they're going to win the division.
Nope.
Throw in the fleece. You know, hey, look, they're not going to lose the wild card spot. You know, they'll pick this up and start playing until we can head and we'll be good. Nope.
You know, like it's like
Dre, you're right.
This has been going on. It's not. Stopping.
I think it's a good observation that this isn't about last night. I mean, last night's certainly like the powder keg moment.
Well, I, when we come back after the break, I want to ask you a question about a moment in the game.
Okay.
To see what you, if you remember what the feeling, how the crowd sounded at a particular moment in the game.
Perfect. We're going to keep talking Tiger baseball today. It's 97.1.
FanDuel's getting you ready for kickoff with an offer you don't want to miss. No, new customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets. All you got to do is win that first bet. That's right. Pick a bet. Bet $5. And if it wins, you're going to unlock $300 in bonus bets to use anywhere across the app that you want. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, whatever you want. FanDuel's got you covered. The NFL season is entering week 6. The question is, why haven't you played yet? It's time to get in the game. Visit FanDuel.com/971Detroit to download the FanDuel app today and get started. That's FanDuel.com/971Detroit. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Dan Dickerson on the call. We'll get back to your phone calls. John, there was a moment in the game you wanted to single out.
I wanted to ask you about, yeah, because, you know, we had some comparisons about, you know, hey, you know, Aaron Judge getting up and tying the game. And I was watching a little bit of that game. It was flipping back and forth. And one of the things that, you know, when Aaron Judge gets up, you know, with one swing of the bat, he does have that opportunity to tie the game. And that's the excitement. So the fans, obviously, in New York were on their feet. They were cheering. And I'm curious because the Tigers were down, what was it, 4-0 at the time. Runners are on first and third. And Kerry Carpenter's at the plate.
Yeah.
And it was everything that they had talked about it on the broadcast. Hey, this is why AJ put him as the leadoff hitter so that this 19th at bat, and all of a sudden he's in position. Now he can't tie it with one swing, but what was the feeling in the stadium? What were the fans doing when Kerry Carpenter came to the plate with, what was it, one out and runners on first and third?
It was the loudest the ballpark was the entire night. They were chanting his name. Kerry, Kerry, Kerry. They were wanting so desperately for a ball to go in the air and leave the ballpark, and suddenly it's a one-run game, and AJ did it. He did the thing. He set up his spot.
Well, my point is, though, is the fans had that moment. Now, Kerry Carpenter, I'm not trying to compare the two. Kerry Carpenter going to the plate is not at all like Aaron Judge going to the plate.
But he's probably our most dangerous bat.
That's the point. He's your most dangerous bat, and he's the one that in a couple of different playoff situations has actually come through.
That last year and this year.
And so the fans, for a couple of innings, yeah, maybe they were sitting on their hands, maybe they were telling people to sit down. They just hadn't had anything to cheer about. But when there was an opportunity, the fans showed up, and they and you heard them because you thought that there was a chance that something special could happen. Now, they did put one run across the plate, but it wasn't the ultimate result that the fans wanted. And so for those that are sitting there going, you know, for calling in and saying, hey, you know, I can't believe that you're not behind this team, there was a moment where there could have been a huge outburst at Comerica.
Fans were ready for it. Again, 41,000 people don't accidentally show up to the ballpark. Like, they charge admission. Fans waited for 3 hours. They even found some kind of orange somewhere deep in their closet, or they spent money on orange gear. Fans showed up with the best of intentions. And that's kind of what makes it so much worse, is like, this team didn't have to give them the benefit of the doubt with how poorly they've been at the plate. They did anyway, and they waited and waited and waited and waited until they couldn't take it anymore. And I don't blame anybody for leaving that game early. They were filing out in the 6th, 7th inning.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when I left in the 9th, streets were full of people walking to their cars, sad, quiet. Meanwhile, there's still a playoff baseball game going on.
Yeah.
It's wild, but it's what this team has done to its fans. 248-539-9797. Some ticket text before we get back to the phones. I'm not burned out. I'm flat out done. The organization has made me grow to hate the team and hate the game I grew up loving. I'm done until they open up the checkbook or Harris is gone. And John, at the same time, if they win today, they get Scooble in game five. It's like the weirdest dynamic we've ever seen. Like, the season's not over.
No.
They could still be in the ALCS, as unlikely as it may be.
Yeah.
And that fan is going to, what, show up to a Scooble start today at the ALCS in Detroit? It's so bizarre.
Next Wednesday?
Yeah, it's so
bizarre. 1 week from today?
Texter says, guys, I honestly believe they picked the orange as a shameless attempt to get the city out and buying orange merchandise, squeezing more money out of their fans.
Well, I mean, that's what I mentioned yesterday.
That's marketing 101.
That was marketing, yeah.
I do have the feeling, like, because I did work in sports radio when the Wings were good in the 90s, late 90s. You know, that what are we waiting for here? A Lidstrom moment where he scored from center ice against the Canucks when they were in game three and they trailed 2-0 in the series? Or, you know, it feels a little bit like when Ozzy gave up the goal to Langenbrunner, too, at the same time. It's like, you know, it's just people, maybe we are all going over the top this morning. I feel like they deserve it because the players sucked last night. Well, that's my opinion.
But the key is, it's not about what we think they deserve. We have an open format where we take phone calls. The audience, 8 out of every 10 are as negative or more negative or down on the team as anything we've presented. We are simply giving a view into what people think about their baseball team.
Yeah. I mean, I just think you're denying reality if you don't look at last night for what it was and see just how much better the other team is than them. I really believe
that. We knew going into this, and I even asked Jim that question because, you know, you had more confidence in this series than you did against Cleveland. Why? Because, you know, Seattle is a better team than Cleveland. And I don't think there's anybody going to argue that Seattle is a better team than the Tigers, but that's why you end up playing the games.
And my thought at the time was, they don't have their number one, and this is the first game today where you're going to feel that without their number one pitcher. The other edge, I thought the offense was waking up. Silly me. That certainly hasn't happened. But you also get Scooble in
game five.
It would be a 2 of 5 games, which is 40% of the series, as opposed to only 1 of 3 in a 3-game series. Like, there were reasons to think, hey, they could pick up a little momentum. They split over the weekend, right? But this is where you come home and you grab control of the series, and it was as listless a performance, and the crowd saw right through it.
The intelligent baseball fan, though, can sit there last night in the stands, and I saw it on TV. You could see it just wasn't going to work for Flaherty last night from before he gave up runs. He didn't have his best stuff. They were fighting deep into counts, and the string was going to be very short. Now, I mean, I think it would have been aggressive for AJ to pull him even sooner.
Right.
But they were hitting the ball hard.
Couple more texts. This one says, John can take his rah-rah crap somewhere else. He can put on his clown suit and cheer on by himself.
I think he's referring to that caller, John, a while ago.
Okay, not our John.
Yeah.
I see. Do you have a clown suit? Yeah. You haven't been overly rah-rah today. I know you're the optimist on the show.
I am. I mean, because we do have a game today. We're still in the series.
Your show stinks. You drive negativity. You guys can speak for yourself, and you do when you have today. Paul in Madison Heights, you want to put some more negativity out into the air?
Yeah, well, you know, I was looking at the theme, and you know, we're in October. Halloween's right around the corner. I had a nightmare. I had a nightmare that the Tigers actually lost 7 straight home games, and then they get in, they're in the playoffs, and nothing happens. And then I was haunted. I was truly haunted. I was haunted by the fact that we got run up by a guy that we were supposed to go get in at the deadline. True, we didn't get haunted by giving up a prospect, but we got haunted on the other side of that. And I'm just wondering why that isn't an issue.
That's come up today. I mean, I don't even feel like I have to say it. And it's not an endorsement that Suarez has been a great player since Seattle added him. But the thought was, if you don't add him, someone will, and he's going to have a moment or two in the playoffs. And he did. On a day where Detroit can't muster up any offense, he hits a homer. And look, that homer didn't win them the game.
No.
But he helps lengthen their lineup and make them more dangerous.
Right. And we knew in the 5-game series, Suarez most likely is going to hit a home run.
He's got 50 on the year now.
Right.
He's going to hit one.
So is Cal Raleigh.
Right.
I mean, he's going to hit a home run, and he did yesterday.
They both did.
Yeah.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. Let's get to Jacob in Sterling Heights. You're on 97.1.
Hi, gentlemen. How you doing this morning?
What's up?
Good.
Good. I'm kind of a newer fan in terms of I'm only 30. But I remember Kenny Rogers
shooting champagne on top of the Yankees dugout. And I'm trying to get my girlfriend to appreciate baseball, and she's telling me in the third inning, I'm done. There's nothing happening. Seattle's loud. We're not loud. I just don't know what to tell her. I'm tired of saying this is baseball.
You could only use that line a dozen times before the fifth inning.
I feel like I did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, how today's late? A new day. She's going to watch the game with you today?
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to try again. She really likes Terry Carpenter, but I keep telling her it's over. It's over. It's over. I don't mean to be a fair weather fan, but I mean, when we're watching just strikeout after strikeout after strikeout, what am I supposed to tell her? Oh, look at that one. That one's 99 instead of 97, you know?
Now, were you at the game?
No, no. I went to one of the last games. I think it was, I don't know, 2 or 3 years ago, and that was the last time I decided to spend my money to go see him.
Appreciate
it. Spend no money on no players, you know? I appreciate you guys.
Yeah, I didn't mean to cut you off. I thought you were done. Yeah, I mean, look, you want to feel like they're as invested as you are. That was the big complaint at the end of July.
Yeah.
You wanted to feel like they were as invested as you are. Not only like financially, it's one thing.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.